If you're one of those people who takes four suitcases on holiday, this next idea might be for you. Imagine being able to hire your clothes for your break. They're at your hotel when you arrive, and you return them when you're done. No dragging heavy suitcases around the airport, no lost baggage, and you might even reduce your carbon footprint in the process. This was just one of the ideas flagged at the National Tourism Futures Conference held on the Gold Coast this week. Whether the idea will take off remains to be seen, but the brainchild of the Zero Baggage Project, Catherine McIntosh, joins me now. Hello.
Hello, Richard.
How did you come up with this idea?
Well, actually, it was kind of accidental, really. I was traveling on business 2 years ago in Holland, and after my 10-day trip, I was leaving from the Brussels airport, and I was pulled from the queue and by security and detained for about 20 minutes as I watched people with their huge amount of luggage, you know, continuing on in the line. So when the woman returned with my passport, I asked her if she could just let me know why I was detained. And she said, well, quite honestly, we just can't imagine that you could be in this country for 10 days with that small bag. And I thought, there's something completely wrong with this. So I spent the rest of the flight home imagining what it would be to have zero baggage. And that's basically how it started.
Right. Okay. And how would it work? How would you plan for it to work?
Well, because we're moving from an economy of consumption to an economy of more meaningful experiences, I wanted people who already travel without checked luggage to be rewarded for us to note their sustainable action. Even if it's they're just traveling overnight and so they don't need to take checked luggage, they're actually saving the airline energy in the form of fuel. Mm. And so in the first, the virtual credit, people are actually rewarded for that action. Now, if they're going for longer and they're a zero baggage member and they're going to a zero baggage destination city, what they would do is actually can be connected to the local economy by opening a virtual suitcase online. They see what's available in that market, and they can look through the items, drag and drop what they need into their virtual suitcase. When they're happy with what they have and they're happy with the price of it and everything, they just press send. We amalgamate those items, and we deliver them to the hotel in which they're staying, and they basically just arrive and have the items there for them.
Have you done the sums on buying or renting new clothes for a holiday? I mean, it has to be cost efficient.
It absolutely does. And so with the current mode of people buy things, and we are comfortable with the fact that everything we own, we have to buy. That revenue model, we are looking at changing that. So that's a short-term gain model. We think that more revenue can actually be generated switching to a model of usership instead of consumership. So it's circulating capital. So on an initial purchase, when someone initially rents something new, it's for a percentage of the price of that item. But over time, once there are a number of uses, when it goes to the secondary market of pre-loved items, there's actually the opportunity to make a further return on the item. Whereas with a traditional item, you know, a sweater might be in a store, and every day that it is not sold, it devalues. But if retailers are to look at this model and have those items in their stores, you know, welcome for anyone to come off the street and purchase, but also connect to the secondary model where their items are also listed on Zero Baggage, and there's the possibility that someone could, in fact, use it and rent it out, then they're getting that little bit, and then it carries forward.
I can hear some birds in the background having their say on...
Yes,
things. They travel pretty light.
The beauty of the Gold Coast.
Now, I think I understand what you're doing, but this is going to require a pretty significant shift in mindset for people, isn't
it? Absolutely. It's that, you know, the largest barrier is really actually not the challenge of even operationally pulling it together. That is entirely possible, but it does require a shift in imagination and a new way of looking at how we live. As we're moving to, when we look at cost, for example, many people are actually starting to determine how much something costs based on how much time and attention it takes from them rather than the actual dollar value. So that's one positive move.
But I'm thinking, you know, people have a personal connection with their clothes.
Absolutely.
It's one thing to go skiing and hire the sort of skiing equipment and even a ski suit, but a whole wardrobe. I mean, that I don't know how people will get their heads around that.
Well, I think part of it is always to remember that the sustainability of moving items around means that the first goal is to just to travel light. In the first place, there is actually quite a bit that you could fit in a carry-on weighing 8 kilograms. So one could look at zero baggage as simply to supplement what you are able to take, because we certainly have those favorite items that are in our closet, but we don't necessarily absolutely love every single item we own. So, you know, if you take your favorite sweater or your journal or your teddy bear or whatever it is that's very important to you that can't be replicated, then you have those things and you're comfortable. There's a lot of sort of mundane items like 4 clean shirts and, you know, maybe a couple pairs of pants that might be more appealing to just hire out because it's very similar in another location to what you already have in the location in which you live.
Yeah, you're not going to be able to rent people underwear, though, are you? They're not going to do that.
Well, when you go to the store and you buy underwear, it's really no different if I buy underwear, if I'm going to London, say, online, and it's waiting there for me when I arrive. Now, the only difference between me buying underwear in the place that I live is that I keep it. When you purchase it in London, what's actually happening is that will not go into the pre-loved market, most obviously, but that those items will be broken down and go into being recycled. Each of the items should have a cradle to cradle.
Okay, what about shoes? Because shoes often have to be worn in before you start trekking around in them. I'm wearing a pair of shoes that I bought some weeks ago, and I'm still noticing I only wear them a day or so a week. And every time I do, I think, oh, yeah, they've still got a way to go.
Yeah, as we speak, I have blisters on my toes from the conference because I did bring new shoes, so I can relate. You know, there will certainly be challenges with some items, and one of the things I want to make sure that we do as we go forward, because we are actually not launching the service until November of 2010, so we have some time, but when we do launch it to the early adopters, we want to make sure that we get feedback, you know, we iterate the design process, and that we make quality possible. So I've already got so much feedback from people that it's really interesting. The market segment I've heard back most from are parents with children who really want to have those cumbersome items like strollers and playpens at their destination.
Oh, yeah. Yep. So that you may well strike a chord there, because when you go anywhere with babies, it does astonish you how you end up carrying seemingly much more than your own body weight in their stuff. We'll have to leave it there, Catherine, but good luck with things, and thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
That's Catherine McIntosh, who's founder of Zero Baggage. And, well, you can find a link to it on the website, abc.net.au/rn/lifematters.